Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the episode of Kafla Klipa, short form podcast. We know it is something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we should each be having a little bit of coffee now. I've had my coffee. I've got my training. It's time to talk about keeping your relationships right and tight, in particular with your significant other. So these Kafla Klipas sometimes are a little bit of family, sometimes a little bit of fitness, sometimes a little bit of business. This one, it's relationship focused. The other ones have been a little bit different. But in particular, you know, my wife and I, we met when we were 14. I've learned a lot about relationships over the last 20 some odd years. We've been married for 15. And during that time, a lot has changed, just like everybody listening here, right? You guys are in your 30s, 40s, whatever. You have significant others. Things change. Jobs change. Responsibilities change. You have kids, all these type of things. And with each new responsibility, with each new priority, it starts to set you back a little bit or make it more difficult with your significant other. With every new addition responsibility, it makes it even more challenging to prioritize your significant other. So when our daughter Ava was first diagnosed with leukemia, one of the advices the nurse gave us was to keep our date nights. And at the time, I'm like, I didn't get it. But here we are all these years later, and we've kept the date nights. Once a week, we go out, hour, 2 hours, whatever. And during that time, it allows us to keep our relationship right and tight, meaning that we could communicate. We could talk about things that are on our minds instead of just always talking about the kids or the house or whatever it is. Anytime you're around, there's always stuff going on. I know how it is. You know how it is. But when you could prioritize your relationship just for an hour or two a week, it's done incredibly profound things for our relationship, which is why I want to bring it up here. I just got done reading a book. It was called The Family Boardroom book. It was a good book. It was more the principles I was interested in. They were talking about taking your kids out once a quarter for like a 3 hour session where you and them are just super engaged, connected. I thought that was great. But then at the end, they talk about how you could do that with your spouse. But in particular, when you go out with your spouse, to go prepared with some type of question, some type of deeper question. Still something I'm working on, but it definitely hit home where when you do go on these date nights, go prepare with something you want to talk about. Something a little bit more, not so surface level, like, oh, the food's good. Something a little bit deeper. Because now all of a sudden on a weekly basis, you're engaging with your significant other and you're keeping it right. Because if you don't keep your relationship right, if I don't keep my relationship right with my wife, how can I possibly show up the best I can for my kids? How can I show up the best I can for everyone else around me? It starts with our relationship being super strong, communicating well, and then that disseminates down to the children and they see that. And then we could also communicate with them as well. So if you're sitting there and you're like, dude, I don't have the time for this. You do. Allocate an hour or two a week, put it on the calendar, prioritize your date nights, because I guarantee you 6 months from now, you'll write me an email or you'll tag me on social, be like, bro, I added in these weekly date nights and they've been incredibly profound for my relationship because it's done that for me. And I wanted to share that with you today. I really appreciate you guys listening to the Kafla Klipas. These are things that are on my mind. And Ashley and I were out at the restaurant and we were having great conversations. And it just reminded me that this is so powerful. We just need to prioritize it because life gets busy. Sports happen. Things go on. And if it's easy for us to set those date nights to the side or those opportunities to engage, whether it's a hike or whatever it is, to the side, because it's not so front and center as a priority at the moment. But I think for the long term, we're talking years, months, decades, it is and should be a top priority. So go out there, engage your spouse on a deeper level, find time to allocate, put it on the calendar and have that conversation. I hope you and your family are absolutely crushing it. If you're not a part of our newsletter, the Never Zero newsletter, make sure to check out the podcast show notes for all that. Go back, check out all the other Kafla Klipas if you're a little bit more, you know, business or fitness focused. We got more of those and make sure to check out the other podcasts. Appreciate you. Keep getting after it and go find those date nights. Let's go.